The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. The arena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference the arena makes and beat it right along.
But let me tell you something. If you want to get your hole clean, I strongly suggest a Lux Bidet Neo 120. Because, first of all, the primary knob is like, it rotates clockwise. And the further clockwise you get, the stronger the stream of water is. And I'm telling you something, I don't know, as Gooch and I have talked about it, I don't know who would ever use any from medium on. I don't know who, unless they're, you know, like Fatty and into that kind of anus torture stuff. Sorry, Fatty. I don't know who would use it because the stream of water is so it's like fills you up like a water balloon if you turn it on too high. You just sit there and the water goes up there and you start gaining weight.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
If you want to get your hole clean like Fatty and into that kind of anus torture...
Hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2498 of the BFO for Thursday the 24th of August 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show!
Y'all, we're gonna head over to Spotting Big Fatty. I've got a special e-letter and... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? No, Big Fatty, we didn't hear it! Hello, non-couponers! Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're non-couponers because y'all on Wednesday, as I do every Wednesday, except today, y'all, I didn't go to the Von Z's. Did not go to the Von Z's on my lunch hour. I'm leaving Charleston with Granny, and y'all, we're heading over to the... To the hotel later this afternoon for the big leather weekend from the Leather Club from Myrtle Beach. And y'all, it's going to be a hootenanny of a good time. And y'all, it's I can't remember what it's. It's frat house or something like that. Oh, frat house weekend. Is the theme, and y'all, I'm not gonna tell you what Granny and Durwood and Big Dick and I are all dressing up as y'all. We're hosting the lunch on a Friday, and y'all, we've got some potty. Submarine sandwich. Big Fat, did you say potty? No, potty. Oh, okay. Some potty, submarine sandwiches, and we're gonna have probably some sort of chips, and y'all will have our famous piss punch. Yes, Big Fatty. Piss punch for the potty. I don't know. We might even have a cookery. Big Fatty, a cookery. No kick. No, we're not gonna have any kick. So, y'all, since I'm going out of town, I won't be back till Sunday afternoon, and y'all, then I get on the aluminium tube of death to fly over to Amsterdam on Thursday, a week from today, y'all. Oh, Big Fatty, should you play? No, we're not playing the music today. y'all, I've just decided I'm gonna empty out the freezer here at the villa. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, guys, so y'all, it's been a month of Sunday since we've been over here at Spotting Big Fatty. Last time we were over here, yes, Big Fatty, Peter G had spotted me and my ear trumpet. It's true. Y'all, it was a month ago. Peter G spotted Big Fatty coming out of Brewers Retail And y'all, is Big Fatty getting some supplies for, but where's the gin? Big Fatty, the gin will be at the Horror Hotel this weekend. And y'all then, that Peter G spotted Big Fatty laying out, and it says Big Fatty is, Big Fatty's mom had taught him from an early age to always hide the vulgarities, in his shoe, while on the beach. Big Fatty, is that why you're wearing your shoe over your junk? It is. And y'all, then Francie. Francie has spotted Big Fatty on the front of a box of cornbread, and it says, everything's better with beer and Big Fatty in it. Big Fatty, you'll get a chance to prove that over at the Horror Hotel this weekend. Big Fatty is vulgar.
From Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Fatty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, out of the blue. Out of the blue on hump day, y'all, I get an e-letter. From Miss Patty Baker. Big Fatty, we haven't heard from her in a month of Sundays. She said, the subject is, I don't know what to do, and I'm always in the dark. And y'all, it starts off, I'll just read it here. Yes, Big Fatty. It says, ole, Big, that's hello backwards. Yes, Big Fatty. It's me, Patty Baker, normally from Niedrabah, North Dakota, lately from Kentucky. I know it has been more than 2 months of Sundays, Big Fatty, since I last e-lettered, and I know I missed the huge celebration of your exiting of the Orange Hat Arena's birth canal. Please accept my apologies. Apologies accepted, Patty Bacon. I was feeling a bit lonely and all out of sorts, so I remembered hearing that Brenda Boop talk about meetups. I decided to join one and try to meet some new friends. I saw one about space and astronomy, and I thought that would be neato. The head of the group, Larry, was very excited about the eclipse, and at the end of the day and the group's field trip to Kentucky to view it, I decided to go on the trip and have a mint julep and see this Kentucky bluegrass. The stoners seemed to love to smoke. Well, when we arrived at our fair-priced motel in Hopkinsville, Larry gave us each a sweatsuit and a pair of tennis shoes to wear for the eclipse. Big, I said, no! No, it's 90 degrees outside and the sun is blazing. I'm not wearing a sweatsuit and tennis shoes. I'm quite happy in my peasant dress, culottes, and Crocs. Big Fatty, a peasant dress? That's just lovely. Lovely. I'd love to get one. Continuing. Larry got very upset with me going on about the eclipse and it being the end of the day. I said, no, I saw the news and the eclipse is about 1 minute and 24 seconds in the afternoon, Central Daylight Time, not the end of the day. Well, he looked at me, shook his head, and said, I can't go with him. Well, Big Fatty, I stayed at the motel by myself and saw the eclipse, which was very cool. I waited for Larry and the group to come back. I wanted to tell them I was right, and the eclipse happened way before the end of the day. Well, Larry and the rest of the group never returned to the hotel. Oh, well, time to hitch my way back to Niedrabah and find another meetup group. Toodles, Patty. Big Fatty, poor Patty Bacon. First of all, Patty, thank you so much for the e-letter. It has indeed been 2 months of Sunday since we've heard from you, and we worry about you. We absolutely worry about you. I'm sorry you didn't come to Charleston. for the eclipse. It was just lovely here, and you would have been right in the middle of the proposal and all too. So anyway, Patty, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I would not give up your pheasant dress, Big Fatty. It's peasant dress. Oh, all right, peasant dress. For anyone named Larry, Big Fatty, you can say that again. Patty, I would Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Burk Fudder, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my room at a guest house in Key West. And someone extra special is getting out of the shower right now. Just calling for the glad you're not here update. I got nothing to say other than there's a lot of debauchery that happens in Key West. I know. So much so that we both woke up this morning. Actually, I'm pretty sure someone woke up in their swimsuit. Once it was retrieved from the edge of the pool. That's how this trip's going to go. And it's a hoot nanny for sure. We went out to some sort of, apparently unbeknownst to me, we went to some horror night at the horror bar where we were the only ones without harnesses on. I'm pretty sure like we missed that dress code requirement, but it was lovely. And may have gotten molested in the pool and then got in bed about 3:30 this morning, got some good sleep. And then we're going on a little sunset cruise now. We're going to happy hour and then a sunset cruise and then apparently more debauchery. I don't really know. I'm not in charge. And maybe a taco or something similar. Yep. So, is there anything you'd like to add to the Key West report?
You're fat.
Oh yeah, well that too. And again, still glad you're not here, because that'd probably be more than we could handle. Cool. So, all right, we're running late for happy hour. Got to run.
Yeah, gotta say y'all. That of course is old Veda and somewhat special Chris. Yes, Big Fatty. Veda. Thank you so much for the call. Thank you for the blow-by-blow of somewhat special Chris getting out of the chair. Big Fatty, you know, his description of his weekend sounds a lot like your horror weekend coming. Well, you know, I couldn't help but notice the similarities myself. Drunken debauchery and underpants by the pool and inappropriate touching and people with harnesses on. Big Fatty, are you sure he's not Nostradamus and he's looking into the future of this weekend? Well, he did say I wasn't there. Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Jerry Wright and Rick. We're on the Pennsylvania Turnpike headed to Custis, South Carolina tonight, Saturday afternoon. See you at Ball's 17th anniversary leather room, Ball's University Flat House Weekend. See you there Thursday. I guess you're coming in. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, Big Fatty, you've had that one a while. It's true. Y'all, that is my friend Jerry and his other half, Rick. And y'all, they were in their jalopy heading down to the horror hotel. I think they were there for the eclipse on Monday. And Jerry, you are correct. Granny and I and Durwood and Big Dick and John will all be arriving on Thursday. I'm not sure what time Granny's getting here to the villa, but we'll leave here and then have to turn around and come back because he will have forgotten his wallet or something. Big Fatty, the poor old people, they just have trouble. And I hope he remembers to bring his pillow and his special blanket and his favorite toilet paper. Oh, he always brings those. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Fart Pants. I was just sitting here wondering, what is Kyle in Hawaii doing? Hello, Kyle. What are you up to? No Shave November's right around the corner. I love that excuse for not shaving your legs.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And we're all wondering what has happened to the Pineapple Princess, that Kyle in the Hawaiian. We'd love to hear from him. Big Fatty, it's been a couple of years of Sundays since we've heard from him. It's true. It's true indeed. And maybe he'll surprise us with a voice letter. But we all miss him. And Big Fatty, maybe he's just stopped shaving altogether and nobody can find him under all that facial hair. Those hairy legs. Big Fatty, I don't need to hear about the hairy legs.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Anna. I was just calling with my usual CVS receipt update. Today we purchased 2 bags of Airhead Bites, because, again, I'm addicted, and 3 packs of Dentine Pure Mint 9-count each gum. And I spent 85 cents for all 5 items. Just let that sink in for a minute, you know? Let it marinate a little, kind of. The reason behind this was the Airhead Bites, unbeknownst to me, because I sent the boy Genius in instead of myself, because I'm too lazy, the Airhead Bites were buy one, get one free. And then I had buy 2 packs of gum, get 1 pack free, which is why he got 3 packs of gum instead of, you know, 1 or 2. And then I also had $5 in extra care bucks. So I saved $9, which is a savings value of 91% today. I mean, you can't beat 85 cents for 5 items. I mean, the gum alone is $1.49 a pack. So, just saying. All right, hope that's all. Love you. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Princess Hana. And Princess Hana, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to get your CVS receipt report. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, what is that sound I hear? I see. They're closing down the CVS. They're locking the doors. Everything must go. Oh, no, wait a minute. Everything must go. Everything's already gone. She shut them down.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Moose. Thought I'd give you a call and let you know. I just got back from the grocery store. I needed some of those steamable vegetables that come in the bags. And my local food line had them on sale for $1 a bag. So I had to go get some. I just needed 3 bags. Anyway, got up to the register and whipped out my money. They said, no charge. I couldn't understand it. It was $3, or should have been $3. But apparently I had some sort of credit with them. Thought I'd share. Bobby Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Moose P. Yes, Big Fatty is a former number one fan of the BA. It's true. And Moose P, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. We don't get to hear from you very often, but I know you listen. Yes, Big Fatty, 3 or 4 times a day. Moose P, Big Fatty, it sounds to me like, well, first of all, that was an excellent coupon. That's better than any coupon I could do. Big Fatty, did he call that one in? You know, Princess Hana saved 91%, and it sounds to me like Moose P saved 100%. Big Fatty, I just can't believe it. It's just low. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, we're off to the Horror Hotel. So I've got a special little show for you on tomorrow. Y'all, it's going to be an episode of The Gays with Mr. Cackle and Dr. P. Big Fatty, it's going to be lovely. I'll put on my peasant dress. I think that would be lovely. Y'all, I think that's it. Okay. At the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the old gal out there in Walnut Hills. And Vera, you got any tips for Big Fatty for the upcoming horror weekend?
If you want to get your hole clean like Fatty and into that kind of anus torture.
Oh, Big Fatty, that is a lovely idea. Just get it bidet.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.